Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
If you missed the show yesterday, you might have missed the story about Arlene, who was late for work yesterday morning. And when we asked her why she was late for work, she gave us the unusual excuse she'd been rescuing a horse. a horse that had escaped from a field in the village where Arlene lives in Midlothian, Edgehead. And there was nobody else around. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, but you stopped the car, you got out, you slowly approached the horse without making eye contact, because you're not supposed to make eye contact. And there was a branch.
A big trunk of a tree attached to its tail, so I managed to get that off and sort of untangle it from its tail, and then got help, and we managed to get it into its stable and looked after.
Right, brilliant. And it's now in a stable condition.
It is in a stable condition, yeah.
Okay. But yesterday, about just before the end of the show, just about 5 to 10, you got an email from the owner of the horse, didn't you, Arlene?
Yes, from Nicola Mowat.
Now, there's a twist coming.
Yeah.
And you might need some hankies, because this is a sad animal story.
Okay.
Right, Arlene, off you go.
A huge thank you to you, Arlene, for your help and quick thinking when coming across my mare, Jazz, in a distressed stage this morning.
I love how it was called Jazz.
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 Yeah.
She would appear to have suffered superficial cuts and scrapes and has injured her front offside leg, which is very swollen. To add difficulty to her trauma, we think Jazz is in the early stages of pregnancy.
No! Oh, Jazz is pregnant. So not only did you rescue a horse, you rescued two horses.
I rescued her baby.
A baby horse.
So we're in discussion with the vets at the moment as to what, if any, drugs we can give to her, obviously, to help her with the swollen.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to be all right, isn't she?
She's going to be fine. She's going to be fine.
Right, good.
Anyway, a huge thank you to me and to Helena Mann, who was the girl I had to knock up, so to speak, at 5:20 in the morning, because she had a key to the padlock.
We've all done that. And so here's the thing. There's going to be a horse that's going to be born because of your fast thinking and quick actions, Arlene.
Well, I'd like to think
so. And I
so.
Think when that horse is born, it has to be called Arlene.
I think that would only be right.
And then people can come from all over the country to have a look at Arlene in her field, and maybe even ride her when she gets a bit bigger.
Are you saying Arlene's a horse, then? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying that you should be, not only should it be called Arlene, but Arlene, you should be the first person to ride Arlene when Arlene is big enough.
I'm not going to be able to get my leg over at that. It's going to take at least 5 years.
Yeah, we'll get your stepladder. You'll be fine. But that is a brilliant story and
isn't
a great
isn't it lovely?
Follow-up.
So I'm so delighted. Great. And I believe Jazz is doing well. I'm getting updates. And I think maybe what I'll do is I'll pop by to visit her today and get a wee photo.
Can you do a little video blog or something?
We'll get that onto
our Facebook page and Twitter.
Do that today.
That would be fantastic.
But good news, and hopefully a happy ending for Jazz and her baby.
There's a bit. How long are horses in gestation?
I don't know. I don't think it's 9 months, is it?
I don't know. You're the one that talks to the animals.
I'll ask her today, shall I?